Darren Beatty, you're breaking news on Revolver. I think there's a coincidence that people ought to focus on. Is there not, sir?
Absolutely, and I'm really glad to be here in order to explain this to your viewers. Viewers who are familiar with Revolver.news will know that we presented a quite compelling thesis that the coup against Trump is in fact a color revolution, and that it's the same color revolution professionals who have worked their craft to undermine and overthrow dictators overseas. They're using those same tools against Trump, and it's the same network. That's been established in Revolver.news through three major
Why do you call it, for viewers who are just coming on and seeing you for the first time, right. Why are you call, what's a color revolution, and why do you call this a color revolution?
Right. Well, I'll briefly talk about that and then get to the story and maybe tie it in. So very briefly, color revolution is a regime change model favored by certain elements in our national security apparatus that is a kind of a softer approach to regime change than full-scale military intervention as we saw in Iraq. And its chief characteristics are engineered contested election scenario and massive mobilized protests, which they call peaceful protests as a term of art. And those two components have to be facilitated by a third component, which gets to the story I want to talk about today. And that third component is a complicit press and a propaganda arm to push the narratives associated with the mass protest. Now, what does that have to do with this latest story at Revolver.news? Well, if you're like me, and I think many other Trump supporters and patriots around the country, we've been wondering over the series of the last few debates, what the hell is going on with these debates, from the disastrous performance by Chris Wallace to the nagging moderator interrupting Mike Pence ad infinitum to this absolutely absurd request by the Presidential Debate Commission that Trump should have a virtual debate with Biden, which of course goes in Biden's favor. What's going on? Now, people are asking about the Presidential Debate Commission. This is the commission that makes all the rules. The White House press secretary tweeted about it the other day. Let's take a look at the commission. Now, it's very interesting because the commission has to uphold the pretense of bipartisanship. But I think it's very important to emphasize that bipartisanship in the era of Trump usually means an establishment neoconservative Republican who hates Trump, whom Trump ran against, combined with an establishment Democrat. The co-chair of the Presidential Debate Commission, a guy named Frank Fahrenkopf, he's there to lend the pretense of balance. Now, I looked into him a little bit and the organizations that he's associated with. He is the co-founder, and he currently sits on the board of an organization called IRI, the International Republican Institute. Now, what is curious about this IRI, he's a Republican. Of course, he supports Trump, the Republican nominee. It's balance, right? No. Look into this organization. The key figure associated with this organization, who was the president and chair of the board for 25 years, was none other than the president's arch nemesis, the late Senator John McCain. Now, what else is it? You know, would be one thing, it's just about McCain. What else is going on with this organization, which the chair of the debate commission sits on the board of as we speak? Who are his other board members? Maybe that gives us a sense of the character of this organization and therefore the bias, perhaps, of the man in charge of the debates. Well, among the board members is a man named David Kramer. Now, David Kramer made a name for himself, among other things, by shopping around the discredited Steele dossier, which served as the basis of the Russia collusion hoax. So you have the person who chairs the debate commission on the Republican side being the founder of this organization, IRI, that has a longtime association with John McCain and which has as a board member this man, David Kramer, who's known for shopping around the Steele dossier. Kramer, by the way, is a former John McCain aide. The president of this organization, IRI, is also, curiously enough, a John McCain aide. The IRI, this representative group of Republicans, again, the debate commissioners, the founder of this organization, sits on the board, issued an official statement as Minneapolis was being burned to the ground by Black Lives Matter and Antifa. This organization, founded by the chair of the debate commission, issued an official statement. Guess what they said? They said, it's abhorrent what happened to George Floyd. Okay, fair enough. And then they continued to say, justice must be served. These are peaceful protests, and we must put the policeman responsible for his death in jail. If you read the full passage, it's actually much worse than that. Long story short, this IRI organization issued an official statement that lent complete rhetorical support to the narratives that the Black Lives Matter groups and the Antifa groups were using as justification to burn down Minneapolis. Okay, so in the interest of time,
Darren, hang on. Can you hang for the next segment? We're going to take a quick commercial break.
The bombshell
comes
next.
You've got radio down now. You've got TV down. It's a cliffhanger. Darren Beatty back with the big
president.
Revolver, be back in a moment. We're on tenterhooks. Give us the punchline of your story.
Right. So far previously, what I hope to have established from this story, revolver.news, it's very involved. You got to read the whole thing. But what I hope to have already established is that the co-chair representing the Republican side of the debate commission is a founder and sitting board member of this John McCain linked organization that has other board members who shopped around the Steele dossier. It's issued an official statement essentially lending rhetorical support to the riots and so forth. And this is the organization that's meant to lend balance. That's ridiculous. So it would be enough if it were simply, oh, wow, this guy who is the Republican co-chair of the debate commission is the founder and board member of this organization that does all of these never Trump activities. But it gets even stranger. And here's where the explanatory power of the color revolution thesis comes in. Now, in science and in other fields, you can judge the power of a hypothesis by how much explanatory capability it has. And this is a perfect test case for the explanatory power of the color revolution thesis, because not only is this organization, the International Republican Institute, founded by board member of the debate commission, not only is this a Never Trump organization, but its principal function, believe it or not, is actually to serve as a propaganda organization, propaganda NGO in support of color revolutions overseas. So it's an amazing example of this broader thesis that I've adduced through revolver.news, that the coup going against Trump is a very specific type of coup. It's a color revolution regime change framework. And if you read the full piece at revolver.news, I don't want to get into the full weeds, but if you read the full piece on revolver.news, it lays out the case very rigorously and in a very compelling fashion that the Presidential Debate Commission is not only stacked against Trump, but the Presidential Debate Commission, through its deep and essential ties with organizations like IRI, like the National Endowment for Democracy, like the Democrat counterpart National Democratic Institute, all of these organizations are the United States NGO propaganda arms for color revolution. So in a nutshell, the Presidential Debate Commission is being run by the color revolution propaganda nexus, the NGO color revolution propaganda nexus of the United States. It's the same people, the same playbook once again, if you look at these organizations, it's literally the propaganda NGO arm of the color revolution that's running right. these debates and that runs the Presidential Debate Commission.
Hey, Darren, we're up against it here in terms of time. Got about a minute left here. Just remind our audience where they can follow you and Revolver.News.
Yep, please read the whole story. It'll be the biggest thing you've read all week, if not all month. I promise, if you read it and you don't agree, never go to the site again. It's Revolver.News. It's the president's favorite alternative to Drudge. He's tweeted about it. We've blasted huge stories on the color revolution. This is the latest of this explosive installment series. It explains why the debate commission is so messed up, but in a broader sense, it explains this big and disturbing development in our country that broad swaths of our own nation's national security apparatus have been repurposed and redeployed to suppress and destroy and silence the energy associated with President
Darren,
Trump's victory.
We're up against a break here. Darren Beattie, Revolver.News. Make sure you go and read it. I got a few things to say about it.